Conventional wisdom in Salem is that Governor John Kitzhaber will run for re-election next year, but that's not a given. The 66-year-old Democrat has repeatedly said he's not made up his mind. That's left potential Republican candidates wondering what the governor's race will look like next year. There's one candidate who has entered the fray that you may not have heard of. He says everything he needs to know he learned in the fields of Central Oregon. He even wrote a song about it. Correspondent Chris Lehman has this profile.
I'm riding shotgun in a pickup with rancher John Justison. As we round a bend on this bumpy dirt lane, a weathered farmhouse comes into view.
This is the head of Jackknife Canyon down here. And that's the old homestead right there. Five generations have been calling this ranch the home place.
When he was a teen, Justison and his parents moved to a newer house out by the county road. These days, Justison and his two adult sons raise cattle and grow wheat and barley. But he's afraid his family's way of life is becoming less common in Oregon.
The graveyards are full of wore-out ranchers and farmers, and every time one of them old boys goes, that's a history book gone forever.
Justison says he hopes to bring the knowledge passed down through a century of Justison cowboys to the Oregon governor's office. He hasn't raised any money yet, but he sunk more than $33,000 of his own cash into a preliminary effort. The big question, what will John Kitzhaber do?
I believe that if he decides to run again, he would be very strong, really very difficult to beat. So we're real interested in what he's doing.
Justison says he wants to run because he thinks the state's budget is growing out of control. That puts him squarely in the Republican fold. But the 62-year-old rancher holds some other views that might not match up well with GOP primary voters. Take same-sex marriage, for instance. It could be on the Oregon ballot next year, and Justison says he's fine with that.
It's none of my business, and it's none of the Republican Party's business, is my opinion.
He's also in favor of a sales tax, and he's not afraid to say so.
Every state around us has a sales tax. Why don't we get the tourists to help us pay our bills?
Justison would pair the sales tax with targeted cuts to property and income taxes. Whether those views will fly in a Republican primary remains to be seen. Longtime Oregon GOP strategist Greg Leo says, on the one hand, a more well-established candidate who's held elected office before might have an advantage with Republican voters. On the other hand,
they might want to select an outsider who hasn't been part of that, doesn't have the record, and hasn't had the vote on tough issues.
The norm for Oregon governors is to have some experience in elected office. The other Republican in the race so far is longtime state representative Dennis Richardson. But like Justison, the last GOP nominee for Oregon governor never held elected office. He was former NBA player Chris Dudley. In 2010, he came within 22,000 votes of defeating Kitzhaber. Back at the ranch, Justison checks in on his horses.
And we do everything in our cattle operation to horseback. Honest work of horseback. That's what we love, and we handle our cattle as gentle as we can.
In addition to ranching, Justison leads elk hunts and fishing expeditions on his property. He's also invested heavily in a successful Vancouver, Washington-based payroll management firm. That's not very cowboy-like, but consider this. He does pick up a guitar once in a while. He's even produced a CD.
I learned everything I thought I needed to know in the fields of Sherman County, where I still call home.
He's quick to add the singing is mainly for friends and family, so don't look for any concerts on the campaign trail. I'm Chris Lehman in Kent, Oregon.
Cowboys, we look forward to working calves in the spring. We'd saddle our ponies at the first light of day on the canyons of John Day, where I once played.